Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
There, and welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast. I'm Raina Sarumpayat, and it's Thursday the 6th of August. Ongoing hopes of a US-Iran deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz have sent the ASX to a second consecutive closing high. The S&P ASX 200 added 43.8 points, or 0.5%, to end at 9,271.6. 8 out of 11 sectors finished ahead, and that's despite a mixed session overnight, when the broad S&P 500 slipped and the NASDAQ had its first fall in 5 sessions, dragged down by skeptical SpaceX investors after yesterday's quarterly earnings. The Dow Jones, however, scoring a new record high on signs of progress for a peace deal with Iran. For more, I spoke with Hugh Lam, investment strategist at Beta Shares, and we began with Wall Street.
What's driving the US is sort of the renewed optimism around AI. I think more broadly, though, you know, what we've seen on the geopolitical front is lifting most equity markets around the world. Of course, we've seen Iran sort of sign a deal with Oman to potentially transit ships through the Strait of Hormuz. So that's obviously a positive development overall. But of course, we're in the middle of US earnings season. Most of the Magnificent Seven tech companies have reported, and the results are very, very strong. It is proving to investors that the return on investment on the capital expenditure outlays is there. We look at the cloud revenue growth in these companies. That's really contributing to IT sector growth in the US. And as a result, we've seen sort of NASDAQ 100, S&P 500, continue to gain in strength.
Still, there are many questions over AI, aren't there? There were some disappointing earnings from companies like SanDisk, Western Digital. So the questions about the profitability of AI investments remain, don't they?
Yeah, I think that will remain an overhang for markets. With any sort of technological innovation that occurs, there's typically a phase where CapEx does need to build out. But as I mentioned before, the revenues, the margins, the earnings are there. We've seen, particularly within the memory space, which has been of interest lately, a lot of the leading memory chip providers are executing very, very strong rates of revenue and earnings growth. Samsung, SK Hynix, they're actually generating operating income not too dissimilar to the Magnificent Seven companies. So the sell-off or sort of movements we've seen in other memory names may be a result of profit-taking or investors sort of dialing back their exposures to what's been an incredible run within that space of the market.
And on the local market, those hopes for a US-Iran peace deal buoying the miners more than others?
I think it's lifting the market as a whole more broadly, but of course we've seen continued strength in our material sector, which continues to drive our local share market. Of course, we've seen copper reaching an all-time high off the back of AI-linked data center demand. We've also seen a rebound in gold prices too, which have helped out local miners today, such as Pantera Gold and Vault Minerals. So those are a few contributing factors. Also, interestingly, of course, our other blue chip stocks include financials. We've seen a rebound in sort of the big four banks or the financial sector as a whole from the financial year effectively on the 1st of July, really potentially due to the perception that the RBA is on hold or likely to cut rates further for here. That would likely reduce the amount of bad loans that these companies report and also support economic growth. So as a whole, that's good for financials. The other sector that's interesting is IT. You know, our local IT market has notched 8 straight sessions of gains, and that's provided incremental value or support to the Aussie share market.
And the reporting season has begun in earnest today. A pretty good start, really, with obviously News Corp. It was the strongest fourth quarter profit on record. I think income jumped some, I think 167% to something like 230 million. Good results from, I think, AMP. What is interesting and exciting you about the corporate season ahead?
I think more broadly, what we're seeing is, a continued volatility in the ASX earnings season. That's what we saw in the February reporting season, where many stocks moved quite significantly post their earnings results. And I think there is a key reason why. There's still an economic overhang around the three interest rate rises that have occurred that's likely to weigh on the consumer and spending, but also the tax reforms that we saw a couple months ago. That's likely to also be a net negative for the property market. So you've got that overall weak overhang for the Aussie market, but of course you have company specific developments which are quite strong, and so there will naturally be bouts of volatility throughout this reporting season. And so it is a very interesting time for the Aussie share market at this current juncture.
And do you expect those who disappoint to be severely punished, as seems to be the trend?
Yeah, I think so. It works both on the downside and on the upside. I think companies need to do even more to see their share prices go even higher. And to your point, companies that disappoint relative to expectations will likely to fall significantly. We saw that with CBA with back in May when they had their March quarter update. The stock fell 10%. Really following the ensuing of the announcement of those landmark tax reforms. But at the same time, CBA was trading at very, very rich valuations, very high price to book. So when you're at valuations that are relatively high, any slight disappointment or negative read into a particular company that's going to likely lead to outsized movements, either to the downside or the upside. And, I think that would be a feature of this reporting season.
That was Hugh Lamb, investment strategist at BetaShares, wrapping up the podcast for this Thursday, the 6th of August. So give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoyed it. And don't forget, you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. Thanks for your company. I'm Raina Sarumpayat. Catch you next time.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for information.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend, and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.